Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
And
we're on. We
so, Dr. Deb.
You notice how I'm not asking, are we on? Are we on? Are
but
we on?
You actually just did. So.
But I didn't.
Because you know we're on.
But so, I didn't.
Dr. Deb Leno.
What's Dana Myers?
I think people need to know why they should listen to you. What are your qualifications and expertise?
Do you really want me to go down this long list of...
Just abbreviate it for us.
So I have a doctorate in clinical human sexuality. I have a master's degree in psychology. I have a master's degree in education. I have a half of a master's degree in counseling. I may be starting a fourth master's degree in business. Maybe, maybe not.
Holy
Christ. I am Tony Robbins certified as a strategic interventionist coach.
Let me just intervene right here.
And a nutrition therapist.
All right, that's enough. So,
and there's more.
And there's more. Just wait.
And the funny thing is that, like, the more education I get, I used to say this years ago, the more education that I get, I feel sometimes more stupid.
Because you know what you don't know?
It's like there's so much stuff that, like, is processing in my brain constantly that sometimes I'm like, kind of, I get lost.
Well, that's why ignorance is bliss. You know?
I
like,
know.
So people who don't know. Really seriously just don't know what they don't know.
Yeah, and I think sometimes those people are happier.
Well, there's that theory.
So that's one of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, that I will sometimes just let it all go and not care how I'm acting or behaving, because I don't want to have, I want to let go of that information.
Well, you're very good at that too.
Oh, thanks. What you doing, call me dumb? You call me dumb?
No, you're
calling me acting like I'm dumb?
Spirited. That's what I'm saying.
I can be.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay, so what are we doing?
We're talking about gratitude.
Because it's that time of year.
Yes.
It's so a week
it's the
or
holiday
so.
Season. If you're listening to these podcasts out of order and not in date order, like if you're not current, we are recording this in the beginning or the end of January. Nope.
Yeah. Sorry, the end of January.
End of November.
The end of November.
I'm not going to edit that out because we are unedited. Except
yes.
for the very rare occasion where we just can't put something on the air, then we might edit something. But
yes, like somebody, yeah, I don't know, yeah. dropped a name or something like that. Like one of our guests
That's
dropped
right.
a name one
name
time.
Name drops, we do edit. So end of November, sorry, beginning of December. And we were talking about gratitude because it's that time of year.
So you should be grateful for things. And if you can't, then, you know, we need to find some things to help you get motivated and help you to start to think about things that you're grateful for.
So why might somebody want to be practicing gratitude? Like, what are the benefits of doing so?
Well, there's so many benefits, you know, you sleep better for one, you know, when you feel like, you know, things are going good in your life and you're grateful for the things in your life. I think that people can express more compassion and kindness. And I think that when you're grateful, you have a stronger immune system.
You're
and
healthier.
I will say that, like, from personal experience, living in gratitude and doing gratitude exercises, I do believe the immune system gets stronger, coming from somebody that, you know, has for the most part put an autoimmune condition in remission.
Well, from a cellular level, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, when you just breathe into,
positivity.
You know, positivity and things that you're grateful for, because, you know, a lot of people are focused on the, I don't have this, I don't have that. And it's all material for the most part.
And they're very negative.
Exactly. And some people are like, I don't have a relationship. Nobody likes me and that kind of stuff. And I get it. It doesn't, you know, it may not feel good, but sometimes I always say that gratitude starts at the base level. Okay. You need to be grateful that you're breathing, mm-hmm. that you have breath. You need to be grateful that, you know, you may have shelter, you know, that you have water, okay, that you can eat something, that you're not starving, okay? You know, and that's the majority of people have those things, okay? And then there's even ways that other people who don't have those things can end up finding some place to find some gratitude.
So rather than operating from a space of lack, you're operating from a space of abundance and just appreciating what you do have, even if it's just a little bit. I saw a video today, Bruno Mars, like him or not. I mean, it was a really interesting video where he was being interviewed by somebody, and it was he was showing them where he spent a couple years of his life growing up. Did you see this at all?
No.
So it was at some park, like a bird park or a sanctuary or something like that, and it was like a public park. After they closed the park down for the evening, he and his family would break in and sleep in a one room, for lack of a better word, shack that was on this property and live there. Like, that's where they spent their nights for, I think, 2 years. And the interviewer asked him, you know, well, what are your memories of this place? It's really amazing. You know, it was it. And he was like,
because the family was homeless.
Best years of my life.
Really?
It was wonderful because we were all together, and he really just only remembered the good of it. And obviously it was a struggle. I mean, from anybody's perspective.
So the family was homeless and that's what they were doing.
Yes. It was very interesting. I mean, we don't condone that, but it was just a very interesting, you know, perspective on where he came from, and now he's such a success. And I think that that speaks a lot to his success.
Sure. It's about that mindset. It's about how you view the world, you know, and a lot of people will view the world from a, like you said, lack or, you know, negativity, and other people
and just live in that space
and they live there. Yeah. They live there for a very long time, and you can hear it in their talk, in their language, you know, and I'll have people in my office where I'll say, did you just hear what you just said? And it's all the I can't, I won't.
Yeah, it's that whiny, whiny stuff.
Yeah, and they don't even know that they're doing it. And that's the interesting thing. And then when they become aware of it, they're like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I just said it again. Oh my God, I said it again. Okay, and then they start to realize why their world starts to spiral.
Yeah, it's a big, big, big awareness thing.
So one of the things that... you know, and I actually put a post out on Facebook about this, the other day was just about, you know, I was reading my human sexuality class's journals.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
And they are just always phenomenal. And I read, you know, every semester I read probably 100 to 150 of
these. So back up, tell me, do you assign them what to write about, or is it just free form?
Free flow.
Okay.
Free flow. And let me correct that. They have a few of them, two of them specifically to do. So I read with all those classes, probably about 300 of them a semester.
Wow.
And, you know, it's human sexuality. So they just get to talk about anything that they want. Okay. And my point isn't necessarily about the class, but the art of journaling and how journaling, be it about issues, or be it about gratitude, or be it about things that you want, okay, that it actually focuses the brain, and it's a really good channeler to the universe to actually help you to be grateful, okay? So having a gratitude journal, I think, is really important, as well as what I would call like a positivity journal, okay, and writing down like the things that you would like to see manifested in your life, be it relationships, be it money, be it an amazing career, and just like, you know, keep on writing about it and how amazing it feels. Okay?
And you write about it in the present tense as though you have it already?
Yes, yes, yes.
As opposed to I want, you are actually saying this is what I have.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you can do it in both ways. Okay. Like, to channel energy from the universe, technically you're supposed to say the I am. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you can also start to manifest as well when you get a vision, because some people don't know what they want. Some people find it very difficult to say I have, I have, I have without their mind going to wait, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to have that. So then you're counteracting it. Okay. So sometimes I would like to see is a nice pre-exercise to the present I am.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So doing a gratitude journal, I think, is really, really important when it comes to learning to find things in your world that you can be and are grateful for. And again, start at the basic level. You know, if you have a Honda and you want an $80,000 Mercedes, like, you can be grateful that you have a car to get you back to work. And that's where we have to take down our expectations. You know, that a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, but I'm never going to have that $70,000, $80,000 car.
Right. But in a situation like that, would you not recommend they just, you know, you start smaller and be more in the moment of the things that you're grateful for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm grateful that I have a car.
Right, exactly.
Just kind of stay there, you know. I'm grateful that I can get back and forth to work. I'm grateful, you know, those types of things. So absolutely, you start right there, right at the basic level.
Right.
You know, even if you don't have a car at all and you're taking the bus, how grateful is it? How great is it that there's public transportation?
Mm-hmm. Or you know? You could walk to the bus stop or get there in some fashion.
Exactly. And that's what
and
people
have
to.
And then you have a place to go, probably a job.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where you have to begin, okay, with a lot of this stuff. So, you know, there's a couple other, you know, ideas when it comes to gratitude. You know, again, journaling works because it slowly changes the way we perceive situations and adjusts what we focus on.
Are there things other than journaling though? Because I know personally, like, there have been times where I feel weird writing a journal. I feel very self-conscious in journaling. Like, I'm kind of a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like my journaling needs to be grammatically perfect. I know you're rolling your eyeballs at me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Here's my new journal.
I
fill
like
them up all the time.
That's awesome.
You can't write. You can't even write a book like somebody else is going to read it.
I know, but I am that way. So are there other ways or is journaling the only way?
You could do video journaling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which you're probably going to feel the same way.
Right. So record it in some fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. I like writing personally because writing hits a part of the brain that verbal talking doesn't.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I've definitely attempted journaling at many, many points in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll pick up those old journals. And it's funny because I have several mostly blank mm-hmm. journals with mm-hmm. just like the first couple pages written in, and then I lose it and then I'll get a new one and then I'll just start it again. And I'll admit it. I'm terrible at journaling, just terrible. And I'll pick it up and I'm like, oh, this is from like a year ago. And I'll open it and I'll read the first page and I'll be like, what was I talking about then? Because I'm kind of writing in cryptic code. And that may have been for the benefit of, you know, God forbid my
somebody
then
sees
partner
it.
Then saw it. I mean, I think that speaks to try to keep that shit locked up and really be accurate and honest and forthright in your journaling.
Yeah, you could put it.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, and you can put it on a computer program uh-huh. too, you know, something that you feel safe with. You know, one of the things that I do every morning is I meditate into some affirmations. And I focus on my breath and, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever amount of time that I have. And it's like, you know, hi, Debbie, Leno, see and draw to me through divine love, you know, blah, 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 whatever I need at that point in time. I will also do mirror exercises. I'll look at myself in the mirror and say, I approve of myself. I approve of you. I approve of you. I approve of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, and I think that people need to do that because I don't think that we're taught how to love ourselves. And I think that can be a problem. And that's where you get into like all kinds of different behaviors, you know, excessive drinking, drug use. You get into, you know, putting yourself in very risky situations, putting yourself in, you know, self-abusing situations.
I think a lot of people feel very weird about affirming practices in front of the mirror. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that's normal. just to put that out there. I mean, it's very, very normal to have that hesitation and to feel a little bit strange, you know, talking to yourself in a mirror and telling yourself, you know, how wonderful and acceptable you are. I mean, that takes some practice. So
yeah.
The overarching theme here is just to encourage people to keep practicing.
I mean, I have people start these exercises in my office. I've got a mirror in my office, and I often will have them start in my office because I want them. You have to go through that discomfort, okay? Mm-hmm. Not everybody goes through it, but to your point, yes, it's uncomfortable for many people. The interesting thing is that I think where that discomfort comes from is that we live in a world where if you like yourself, you're narcissistic, you know? And I think that that is an absolute sellout to your soul.
And that's also a term that's overused.
It's totally overused.
And it's,
okay, selfish, narcissism.
Most people are not narcissistic.
Yeah, and even like the word selfish or conceited or those types of things, like that's all total crap.
Isn't it interesting though, like selfish versus self-assured? They're very close, but they have very, very different meanings.
Yeah, and we overuse the word selfish.
And why not use self-assured? Because that's the same thing. Well,
yeah.
I just said they have different meanings, but they have different connotations, I guess I should say.
But the interesting thing is that I think that if you're in a group of people, I mean, I personally don't really care too much, but if you're in a group of people and they say, and you say, I love myself, I'm not going to do that. It's like, who's this bitch think she is?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I don't think we should care about those types of things. And not that I personally don't go around saying those types of things, but like if you did, you'd get looks like, who the fuck does she think or he think he is or she is or, you know, whatever.
Well, I think that's probably for the most part because most people have a lot of misgivings about themselves.
Sure.
So it's like the bully syndrome. You know, it's easier to make fun of the person who is doing what they're not.
Yes. I totally agree. I think that's a really good point.
Than to do it themselves. I guess I should have finished that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that people should get real about their gratitude process, okay, and practice.
So I was asking about, you know, different ways to express gratitude. I mean, you don't only have to journal, right? I mean, there's some other ways that we've seen, gratitude jar, maybe.
I like gratitude jars.
Putting it on, you know, you have this big blackboard in your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
Write it on the wall.
Sure.
You know, make it visible so that you see it every day. In your bathroom mirror, use a Sharpie that comes off, just like mm-hmm. a write on wave off board.
Sometimes when I used to work in drug and alcohol, this worked really well for the men. I used to have them write like three things that they were grateful for, and I'd have them laminate it and I'd have them hang it right over in front, like over the toilet, so that every time they peed, they would have nothing to do.
Why not just write it on the inside of the toilet seat?
Yeah, right. Well, they're looking down, right? They figure that, like, you know, they were looking up. So a lot of times, like, I've watched
mm-hmm.
men pee, you know.
What?
In the past.
Shh. You said it.
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
I'm just going to let that one go.
And they look at a lot of times they look at the wall. Sometimes they look at the toilet, like to make sure that they're aiming properly. But once they got the aim down, the secure men, they look at the wall. They look at the wall.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, get real about it. Okay?
In any event, put these statements where you'll see them on a regular basis.
Yeah. Be it on a wall or be it, you know, someplace where you are all the time.
Okay.
You know, and I figured for me, the thing that came to my mind was like, people pee, man.
So another suggestion is to actually write a gratitude letter to somebody that you may not have adequately mm-hmm. thanked in your past.
Or make a gratitude phone call.
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually goes really far to rebuilding relationships that may be damaged or, you know, maybe improving other relationships that haven't yet gotten to that place where they could be damaged, but they could be better. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's all a great idea. I think that when you make that phone call, you should be doing it because you are truly grateful for something that they did, and that's what you're expressing. I don't think that people should get caught up in the they should respond properly, because they may not respond nice.
Oh, no.
You know?
No, it might make them feel really weird because you're bringing up something that...
Yeah.
They probably has been forgotten for many years.
And they may not want anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. You know, so you do have to, you know, understand that when you do that, you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for anything in return.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, using intrinsic motivation, I think, is really important, too. And just using that deep desire from within that persists on any task, okay? And gratitude is one of those things that should start to be something that somebody wants to really, really, really feel, okay? So you can get this sort of, if you really start thinking about it, you can get this sort of intrinsic motivation to really start to focus on that, just like we would focus on something else that we really, really want, okay? So oftentimes we focus on something that's material that we really, really, really want, okay? And it's like, oh my God, I gotta have that. And the desire becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And it would be really, really nice if and healthy for people if they started to focus on the wanting to feel gratitude.
I'm thinking about the Spice Girls right now.
Why?
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'm starting to laugh, and she's watching me laugh in silence. And
I'm trying to, like, keep it straight.
I'm sorry. I think we're done here.
Are we done?
A short one on gratitude is what you said.
Just because you started, like, laughing about it, you can't control
you can
yourself.
Keep talking, I'll listen.
That, like, came out of your asshole.
No, my asshole is nice and tight right now.
Is it?
Yeah, nothing's
right.
coming up.
I'm sure some people would like to hear that. Okay, be social about your gratitude practice too, okay? Like, you know, relationships with others, you need to make sure that you are grateful for them, because everybody knows. Well, actually, let me back up. Everybody doesn't know, okay? I always think everybody knows because I know it. But this is well-known information, okay? And that is that when you have people around you that are positive and you express your feelings openly with mm-hmm. them, okay, I appreciate you, you know, I'm grateful that I have you in my life, even if it's a new relationship, friendship, lover, whatever, those types of things can really, really help to bring gratitude to the surface.
That's so true. I've got, I can count on fewer than three fingers the number of friends that I have, actually fewer than five fingers, that who really do express their gratitude openly and regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And you also see them, you know, expressing it to other people openly.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are living amazing lives, and it just makes you want to be part of that and just continue to be their friend. They're just living really full and bountiful, gorgeous lives.
Yeah, and it's not fake.
It's not fake, and you can tell. It's completely open and real.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I like you, and then they have like a snarl, or it's not like...
Exactly, and then that's actually, you know, very, very opposite to the people who are always complaining about others or, you know, blaming their terrible life circumstances on somebody else's issues, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, like, oh, you look so beautiful.
This bitch looks like a hoe.
To their friend. Like, you know when it's not real.
Exactly.
And that comes back to on your ass. That comes back on the person, as mm-hmm. far as I'm concerned. Like, you really should be real.
Yeah.
So we'll make our social affirmation to one another. Dana, I appreciate you. I appreciate you in my life. You make me laugh. I'm trying not to curse. Butt off. Did I curse
yet? Curse.
Did I curse during this?
I can't pinch you. You're across the table. So go ahead.
I don't think I said the F word. Well, Hopefully I'll have to re-listen to it. Damn. Yeah, you make me laugh. I have a great time with you. I think you're a lovely, lovely person.
Well, stop there, because I don't know if I can go that long about Deb.
What?
Well, I mean, you are a wonderful person. You're open and happy and honest, and you are so generous. You also make me laugh very hard to the point that I usually cry. some of my favorite moments are when we are unable to speak from laughter.
I know. There were some of my favorite moments.
Absolutely. And you're a newer friend in my life, and mm-hmm. I'm very appreciative that, you know, we hit it off pretty much immediately, mm-hmm. and you were accepting of, you know, me into your life right away.
Thank yeah. you. And you know, there's always bumps along the way, and we haven't had a bump. I mean, we had a little, you know, we had to talk about some like girl code and that kind of stuff, which I think everybody should be talking mm-hmm. about, but a lot of times people don't. You don't get into any relationship, no matter what relationship it is, without like having some type of, we need to have a conversation about this. We, you know, maybe a bump in the road and an argument. We haven't had an argument.
No.
But like, you know, it is what it is. You get through it. You talk about it. And I think one of the worst things that people can do is be defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard to not be defensive, you know, but I always say you have to come from a place of love. Like, look, I care about you tremendously. I want you to know that I value our relationship. This is what I'm feeling right now. Okay.
And how can you possibly come back at that with some negative bullshit attitude? You know,
as long as you don't go into like, after you say that, you did this and you did that. And, or, you know, or you hit somebody's trigger, even when they, you know, you still can express gratitude and you can still express love, you know, even when you've hit somebody's trigger. Okay. So hopefully everybody can get some ideas of, or just to reflect on gratitude, you know, and how you are living in gratitude, or maybe you need some work in the area of gratitude.
I think it's really great for the season right now.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's it.
We thankful for you.
Yeah, we thankful for you.
I don't know what language that was, but we're just gonna cut it off right there.
We made our own.
All right, goodbye, guys.
See ya.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.